Moncrief on News Talk.
Paweł Leszczynski is a Polish filmmaker who's made a documentary featuring a range of ordinary people. But he didn't go looking for them. They came to him. Paweł set up a camera on the balcony of his apartment and chatted with passers-by. It's called The Balcony Movie. Paweł, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Before you started making the film, would you sit on your balcony and talk to people anyway?
Not at all. No, no. It was, the truth is that, you know, my problem at the time, it was in 2018, was that I haven't any new idea for my next film. Mm. And I was a bit depressed. And sometimes I was sitting there with my wife drinking coffee and I just realized that I'm eavesdropping random conversations of people passing by beneath my balcony. And those passerbys raised my curiosity and I asked myself, who are they? And I was, you know, so tempted to ask questions, as I like to do very often, and enter their private life. So I decided to put the camera, to fix the camera on my balcony in this very strict, rigid way. And the camera was an excuse for me to ask the questions without being just a nosy neighbor.
Yes. And where did you put the microphone? Because you would have been at a bit of a distance from the people on the ground.
There was a distance of 5 meters, you know. So I have a microphone on a boom, 5 meters long, boom, and two wireless micro ports fixed on the fence.
Ah, right. So you'd get a good audio reception then. And so, and did you have to figure out what was the best way to make your approaches to them? Because I suppose a lot of people, if somebody shouts at them from a balcony, they might think crazy person and speed up.
Why not? You know, I was just a regular neighbor and a bit crazy, maybe. Some of them were asking me, what are you doing here? And I was answering, the truth, yes, the truth is that I'm making a film. Can you stop and talk with me for a while? And one guy even said, a film? Oh, I can't believe in it. And you will show this film? I said, maybe in the cinemas or in TV. And he said, like, smiling, in TV, it's not possible. You are just crazy. So, but you know, for the documentary filmmaker, it's the best that I can have, that I was completely part of furniture, transparent, just a guy with a camera, not a film director, but just a regular guy, you know. That's why I could ask them very naive, childish questions like, for example, what is the meaning of your life?
That's a big question, though. Would that be your first one?
Say. Yes, of course. Why not? They raised my curiosity. Listen, I was waiting for them, watching all around, and I was very curious who will be the next entering my frame. And why not asking those bold questions at the beginning of the conversation? It was kind of a joke, you know. Mm. I wanted those conversations to be very light. That's why I started with these big philosophical questions.
And did you ever get any big philosophical answers?
No, I didn't expect that. All the answers were good, you know, especially answers. They gave me access to their private life, to their intimacy. That was the most important for me, you know.
Yeah. Were there certain times of the day when you would do this? Because I imagine it might be difficult if outside your apartment it was busy and there were a lot of people there.
Not so busy, but I try to be there all the time, trying not to go to eat to have a lunch or not even to go to the toilet, because I was afraid that I will miss somebody very interesting and have a great character for me. Mm.
Did you get a lot of people who came back a second or third time to talk to you?
Yes, this is those characters created the construction of the film. Some of them just appearing just once, but the other ones, you know, keep coming back, and we became friends simply.
Mm. And what kinds of people then would appear regularly on your film?
For example, the janitor, Pani Zosia and the old lady Jadwiga and the guy, his name was Robert, who just got out from the prison. And my wife, sometimes, if she allowed me to speak with her, because she had a bit enough of this experiment after 2.5 years of shooting, you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Yes, because it took me, I counted it one day, it was like 165 days of shooting. So it's my private Guinness record.
Yes, and you spoke to something like 2,000 people, is that right?
That's true, yes. Yeah. So it took us a year to edit the movie, and we had like 55 rough cut versions during this process.
Have any of the people that you interviewed, have they seen the film?
Yes, of course. Of course, we have a big premiere in the main cinema in Warsaw, in Palace Culture, Culture Palace. And I invited as many people, as many protagonists as I can, and they were very happy with the film.
Okay, but nobody came back to your balcony and shouted up at you, why wasn't I in that film, or anything like that?
No. They are still keep coming to the balcony and asking me to making a sequel, you know. No, nobody's complaining. So it was something I didn't expected it, really. It was kind of an experiment, my private experiment, because normally when I'm making a documentary, it's me chasing the people with my camera, mm-hmm. not only Warsaw, but different cities, different countries, you know. But this time I want to change the rules of the game, the role reversed. It means I was waiting for the people in one place, asking myself, is it possible to have the entire cross-section of life with the psychological death using this experimental tool, like kneeling the camera in like one place, you know?
Yeah, and you also got to work from home. Director, the name of that movie is The Balcony Movie. Pavel Lazinski is the director. Pavel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.